Hi there, my name is Seth Juarez.
Hey, I'm Rebecca Garcia. I'm joining from New York. I'm from the Civic Technology and Engagement team.
And you know what? She has been to the White House for a special award. Or you got an award from the White House. I went to the White House once when I was a small kid. I looked through the bars and I tried to see in there. Did you get to go to the White House?
I did. I almost got in trouble because I tried to take a picture on the White House lawn. And then, like, guys with, like, you know.
Did they try to, like, take you down and stuff?
They're like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, sorry.
Yeah, well, they would have taken me away in cuffs because, yeah, crazy. Well, we're doing this week on Channel 9 where we talk about a bunch of cool things. We also have our picks of the week coming up at the end of the show. Let's start with the first thing, and I'll toss it to you.
Yeah, so Microsoft HoloLens is now available in 6 different countries. And so there is a lot of stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about HoloLens?
I think it's really cool when you compare augmented reality versus virtual reality. I think that's one of the cool arguments right now and being able to see the different applications. I'm really curious to see how this might affect learning, for example. Like, I know that's one of the big demos that people give. It's like, oh, now you can see, like, inside a body and, like, feel around and stuff like that.
And now apparently in 6 additional countries. All right, so this is the next thing. Now, there is a special Windows event coming up, I think, October 26th, next week, as of this recording, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time. Make sure you tune in. The last one, you remember, Panos did that thing where he took the service book, detached it, and everyone was like, what? There might be tons of surprises like that. I don't know what they're going to talk about. They keep a pretty tight lid on that kind of stuff around here. So I'm excited to see what they have, and I want to see how it might influence developers. So pretty excited about that. Make sure you tune in for that October 26th, 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I'm sure it's also going to be online, so make sure you stay tuned for that.
Pretty cool. So Microsoft researchers have now gotten this much closer. It's like this close to being able to recognize speech. So using AI to recognize speech has gotten this much more accurate, which
now,
I think is awesome.
I have a hard time understanding people. Are you saying that I can take a robot that will understand people for me?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. I think that's great. We'll put the links below so you can take a look at that. These dudes look really smart, so I'm excited about that. All right, up for me, Microsoft open sources the P language for safe, async, event-driven programming. We live in a crazy time where we have a lot of devices, we have a lot of processors, and sometimes our code isn't so good for that. And so Microsoft open sourced this P language. I've never heard of it, if I'm gonna be honest, but as I've been looking at it, it looks like it has a way to manage state machines. It feels very actor model-ish as I'm looking at it, and I get shades of Erlang. So I'm pretty excited about that language. I'll have to take a look at it a little more closely.
Sweet. So VS Code came out with a new release in September. There's a lot of really great things. One of the big things is packages and add-ons and being able to do that. I know that was, for me, one of the biggest things versus using other code editors was I couldn't have those extensions. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of really great stuff as well. So TypeScript 2.0, formatting on saving, so your code will be really great when you're running a formatter, switching between windows, search term history, launch script support, workspace recommendations, API for settings, Vim style relative line numbers.
Oh, Vim people, man. Vim versus Emacs, the fight continues here.
Yeah, and Node 6.3 debugger, preview extension packs, and preview TS/JS grammar. So definitely check out the change log. I think it's going to be an exciting update.
Fantastic. All right, I'm up next. So this is called Project Rome. We have a ton of devices. I use my phone, I go to my TV, I use my Xbox, and then I do it on my laptop. It would be nice if we were able to have a seamless experience, like I'm doing something on my phone and then I move it on over to my laptop and then I move it over to my TV. My understanding is that with Project Rome, you're going to be able to do that a little bit better. It seems like a really interesting way of sort of continuing experience across multiple devices. I think I need to look at it a little bit more to get a feeling for what the coding looks like and then to see what kind of experiences you can do. And this is obviously something that is an update, the Windows 10 Anniversary Update version 1607 is going to have this thing called the Remote Systems API that's going to enable you to do that. So pretty excited.
Definitely.
I mean, what kind of stuff are you going to build with that? I don't know.
It sounds like, too, there might be some really cool music stuff going on there, right?
That's right. Well, they have the Contoso Music app, which is Contoso, if it was a real company, would literally have 1,000 different things. And that music app, I think they put it out there as an example to see how that. So that's a really, really good find. All right. You're up.
Cool. So there's a lot of Microsoft Azure training being released on machine learning. Mm-hmm. So it seems like there's a lot of really great free Azure materials online, whether you're learning to get started with machine learning. There's a lot of documentation and predictive and analytics with Azure.
Yeah, and I am a machine learning guy, and so I'm super excited to take a look. And right there hidden, edX training courses, which means that there's probably some awesome videos. We should look at them. All right, this is now up to me. Look, the glory of Azure now is that we can make machines out of thin air. Before, we'd have to order them, and then I'd be like looking at the thing, like, is it coming yet? It's delivering today, and then I go and show up at my house, and then my business, and then there's a little note that says, we try to drop off your server, and we're like, right? So nowadays, with Azure, you can make machines on the fly. But even better, now there is a management library for .NET where you can literally spin things up in Azure with sort of a couple of lines of code. And you can see it has a really good interface. It has really good APIs. You can literally say, Azure, I'm going to define a machine, and I'm going to tell it this is everything it's going to have, and then you're going to build it. And so imagine a scenario where you're having your code literally multiply itself by creating all these virtual machines. I'm actually pretty excited to look into it. It looks fantastic. Now the power of the cloud with code.
Sweet. So if you are interested in data, there's actually been a lot of data mining going on with the presidential election.
Yeah, and apparently we have something here with that too.
Yeah, there's a lot of fancy stuff going on with the data set. So if the campaign finance data set has been provided by the FEC. Mm-hmm. And so you can see exactly where that money is trickling in and out of. You can kind of visualize it. And it's really cool to see this as an example of exactly how you can take data and see what's going on.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a ton of machine learning in here. I'm super excited for that.
And also, if you do like this type of stuff. I believe you can go to opendata.gov and you can check out a bunch of open data sets as well.
I've seen that. And so you sort of look at this as a starter for how you can do it with the data, and then you can get even more data, and then you can keep your government honest. That's fantastic. I love it. Okay, so now more machine learning. It looks like we have an example, or let's see. So with machine learning, there's tons of things you can do. It looks like they've been able to do an example with machine learning at 1 million predictions per second. Joseph Sirach gave an interesting, I think he wrote an interesting blog post where he talked about how fast these things can happen. The cool thing about machine learning models is once you build them, they're super fast to actually do the predictions. You should check this out, a pretty cool example of how fast computers can not just learn, but also make predictions. So I like that a lot.
Nice. So Bill Gates was on the David Rubenstein show, and this is talking about leadership and how people got their start in their career. So definitely check out this segment. I think it'll be really interesting to talk a little bit deeper behind the scenes of Bill Gates' history.
I know. He's kind of an interesting guy. We should watch that. Good cat. All right. Now, this is an interesting, we're going full machine learning AI today. It turns out that they've made a bot that can look at your videos, create titles and tags for your videos as it watches it. It's pretty exciting. Literally, we're going to be out of a job. Back there in the control room, it looks like they made a computer to do our jobs. So we're pretty hosed back there, but I'm excited too. Windows Movie Maker will never be the same with this.
Sweet. So, Pal V opens the first flying car school in North America. So, if you've ever wanted to fly your own car, you can now go do that.
Yeah. So, do you have a flying car?
Unfortunately, no. I'm still, you know, hoping to squeeze a wait list for a self-driving car.
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to score a Tesla. But, I mean, I don't know. A flying car sounds kind of dangerous, though.
Well, we're, like, this much closer to the Jetsons, right?
Yeah, I will be George. That was awkward. Let's move on. Seth's pick of the week. Is there music that we overlay on this? Should I get confetti to come down and, like, people cheering? Okay. That's a little bit better. My pick of the week is there is a really cool thing that was put out. I am a data guy. I like data visualization. I like data science. There is a Kickstarter out there for something called the Chart Chooser Card, which will tell you the kinds of charts that they exist, what they're good at. And so as you're sitting there thinking, how should I visualize this data? You literally pull out your cards and take a look. I'm pretty excited. You should take a look at it. I already actually pitched it.
Pre-ordered one.
My own cards. All right. And your pick of the week.
So if you have not had enough scrolling on your phone, you can now get more scrolling on Instagram.
Fantastic.
On your Windows devices. Mm-hmm. So whether that's your desktop or a tablet, you can now get Instagram.
Fantastic. Because if you do not get enough of us, you can certainly download the app and we will post all sorts of obnoxious pictures of ourselves. Well, that is a wrap. That has been this week on Channel 9. We'll make sure if you have any comments about the things we've said to put them below. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez.
Rebecca Garcia.
This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.